Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. I have good news and bad news. Lobsters are not immortal.
Oh.
I didn't realize until recently that that was a hypothesized
thing.
They do not live forever.
Okay.
So backtracking to why there was this thought. Apparently, all growing living things have what scientists call senescence. And that is the condition or process of deteriorating with age, loss of a cell's power of division and growth.
Right.
That's not an observed thing in lobsters, basically. They keep growing and growing and growing. They shed their skin and they grow some more. Then the internet says, they're immortal. They live forever.
Well, and there was probably some thought, I mean, even back in the day, if you see this lobster and then it sheds its shell and then it's soft and then it grows a new shell and then they just keep getting bigger and bigger, it would be easy to guess that, hey, I mean, where's the limit? It would just keep going.
And then they pull these giant lobsters out of the deep, deep ocean. And so you see these huge creatures and think, wow. And so it is true that lobsters continue eating, reproducing, and growing right up until the end of life. Like most decapod crustaceans, that's also crayfish and shrimp, they have intermediate growth. That means they don't reach a set size limit in their lifetime and they continue to grow until they die, or they actually are more often killed than die of natural causes. So
I was going to say they continue growing until they wind up on somebody's dinner plate, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is often the case. According to Carl Wilson, he is the lead lobster biologist. I just want to say that again. Hi, I'm Carl Wilson, the lead lobster biologist with the Maine Department of Marine Resources. He probably doesn't sound like that.
But probably not at all.
If that were me, I would be, hi, I'm Amy Barton. I'm the lead lobster lady. I'm a biologist. I would totally lead with that title.
I would too.
He says between 10 to 15% of lobsters die naturally.
Wow, that's low. How long is a natural lobster life?
I didn't do that science.
Oh,
I'm not
sure.
It can be years
that.
And years.
Let's find out, because that's something I think I want to know.
But they do initially, as they're young lobsters, they molt and regrow their shell many times in their early life as they're getting up to adult size. And then it's more of an annual process. How many annual processes is it, Trace?
Well, it says that they can grow up to 4 feet long and weigh as much as 40 pounds. And
it's huge.
It is believed that lobsters can live as long as 100 years.
So they're roughly the size of a second grader at death.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear someone say.
I like to give some context, folks. Some third graders. Now I'm going to look at them all differently when they're walking down the halls. They eventually stop shedding their exoskeletons. It does eventually slow down, but they just run out of the metabolic oomph to complete that molting process because it's hard. 85% of them either die during that molting process because they are vulnerable, or they just can no longer that one last time. They can't do the oomph to get that shell to pop off
till
they're trapped and they can't grow anymore. I know, but they could be dying of disease. So they just... dying inside their shell. I really know how to brighten things
up
here.
You know how to end an episode.
So good. So lobsters all die, everybody.
Want to hear more? We're on. You probably don't.
I have more. No, I have more, actually.
Oh, you do? You have more?
Look, I'm just reviewing my notes.
Oh, okay.
How old lobsters are. It is difficult. It's not like trees. They molt their shell. And so there's not this buildup of years of, we can see by the ring on the trees how old they are. So they could be much older. You could find a really old lobster and not know it.
Ooh.
So they're still an exciting mystery.
Okay.
Let's end with the exciting mystery of lobster age.
I like it. Mm-hmm. And that is a brainstorm. Yeah. Want to hear more? We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time with more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.